Your relationship issues are not your fault, and they're not your partner's fault either. We have been handed an old, broken relationship paradigm that cannot work in humanity today. In this video, I'm going to break down what is actually causing the relationship issues you may be experiencing so that you are no longer thrown around by this invisible dynamic that is causing so much unnecessary pain. I'll also show you what the solution is with no compromise, no pleasing, and no couples work. I know it sounds impossible, but that just proves that it is invisible to you. By the end of this video, you will see this and you will never be able to unsee it again.
So the big question is this.
How is it possible that one person alone can transform any relationship, save their marriage, create their unshakable love and unleash passion, divorce-proof their family without needing their partner to get on board and do this with them, and yet still get to be happily, authentically you without compromise?
That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer.
I just want to be super clear. I never set out to make this discovery or invent the new relationship paradigm as a solution to it. Here's what happened and how you can use it. When I first began teaching students the skill sets and tools to transform their relationships, I was just teaching them everything I had figured out up until that point. But here's the thing. As I started working with hundreds of students, then thousands of students, I started figuring out more and more patterns. As more and more students would keep bringing their challenges to us that they were facing, I was creating skill sets to solve each one of those challenges. We had a huge list of challenges that we had solved. We had a huge list of patterns that we had discovered. And it was kind of like a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it's awesome that we figured out so many solutions to stop suffering. On the other hand, it's kind of getting to be a lot to teach and a lot to learn. I had to do something to simplify it. To me, the patterns were so clear, but I knew that not everyone could see it the way I could. For months and months, I worked on figuring out the patterns and how this was all related in a way that could be simple to grasp. And then one day, I had a breakthrough. And since then, everything crystallized into what I'm about to show you. I realized that I had been teaching our students the old way of relationship versus the new way of relationship. And that's when it became clear. The old way of doing relationship is a paradigm that we named demand relationship. And the new way is a paradigm that we invented called relationship development. Now, let's start with the old and broken relationship dynamic that we've been handed. Demand relationship. At its core, demand relationship is when you tell someone or something else how they need to change in order for you to be happy. For instance, when you say to your partner, I don't like that tone, don't use that tone with me. Or when you tell your kids, the house can't be like this, you got to change that. Or when you say to your family member, stop making me feel guilty about this. I'll say it again. Demand relationship is when we are unhappy with something or don't feel something is right, and we try to get someone or something outside of ourselves to change so that we can be happy, feel like it's done right, or be more comfortable. Now, before you jump to your own conclusions about what I'm saying, I invite you to hear me out first. I'm not saying that you're wrong for wanting those things to change. So please give me a moment to explain. Fundamentally, the old and broken demand relationship paradigm is built on the principle of the win-lose. Now, listen to me carefully because this is a critical foundational principle. The win-lose paradigm is the foundation of how humans have been relating to each other for centuries. The win-lose principle states that when there is a difference between two people, one person wins and the other person loses. The winner's perspective prevails. Does that make sense so far? Well, there was a time when that win-lose approach worked in relationships, right? Back in the day when one person in relationship felt like they had no choice but to obey, demand relationship was common. It's important to see how this demand relationship paradigm we've been handed came to be, because soon I'm going to show you and give you visibility into how it's affecting us today, even without you knowing it. There was a time not too long ago when women did not have rights and did not have a say, And because of that dynamic, for thousands of years, married people interacted with each other under the paradigm of rules that worked in that day. We refer to this paradigm as demand relationship. And in demand relationship, when there's a disagreement or two people have different perspectives, one person wins and the other person loses. In a relationship where the two people are not equals, it's easy to know who wins and who loses in the win-lose. Before women had equal rights, they were the prescribed loser in the win-lose arrangement because the husband or the father in the household was not to be questioned or opposed. Now, before you freak out, no one in this scenario is necessarily the bad guy. People were just living in the time that they were in, so please just give me a minute to explain this. One time only in 2024, our life-changing three-day relationship breakthrough retreat event is back. RBR is the fastest way to a breakthrough in your marriage, parenting, and all your relationships. It's not a couples event. You don't need your partner to attend for you to get the results you want. This is our 13th RBR event. It's a proven breakthrough happening October 24th through the 26th. Don't miss your chance to transform your relationship, reignite the passion, and bring harmony back to your home. RBR is a live stream online event so you can attend from anywhere. Visit relationshipbreakthroughretreat.com for tickets and details. In demand relationship, there are two roles. Paul and I call them the power player and the non-power player. The power player is the person in the relationship with the leverage or the control. The non-power player is the one who does not have leverage or control. Now, back in time, the male was the power player. He decided what was what and expected whatever he said to be carried out. So females learned how to please the power player, get in with his good graces, so to speak, so that she might get what she needs. When pleasing didn't work, she learned how to use things like guilt or shame. Both tactics can be used by a non-power player without being so easily noticed. When those tactics didn't work, without any other way to protect their needs, women learned how to manipulate the power player, using things like making him think her idea was really his idea, or finding a way to get another male to suggest an idea to him that would favor her. Before you start judging women or men for being the bad guy, please just stop. Women were not free humans at that time. They did what they had to do to survive. And most men did not actually subjugate women on purpose. It was just the life and time they were born into. Like, you can even think of the incredible movie Big Fat Greek Wedding. In that movie, when Tula, the girl, tells her mom, "Daddy will never let me go to college. He's the head of the house and what he says goes." Do you remember what Tula's mother said?
"Let me tell you something, Tula. The man is the head, but the woman is the neck. And she can turn the head any way she wants."
It's funny when it's in a movie. It's not so funny when it's in your house. But we actually see this dynamic today in demand parenting, right? When mom tells her kid, "Hey, if you want to go to that birthday party on Saturday, that room better be clean." She's using leverage to get what she needs done. She's the power player in that relationship, and the child is powerless to get to that party without her being agreeable to it. That child is the non-power player. See, demand relationship dynamics happen even when you have the best of intentions. You're trying to help your child be prepared for life, right? You're looking out for them. You're trying to protect them. And when you run to the end of your skill set, you default into demand relationship and use your leverage. It's not your fault. Demand relationship is all that has been modeled to us for thousands of years. It's all anyone has ever known. When there's a difference between two people that causes a kerfuffle, the difference is solved through the win-lose. The win-lose works like this. Either convince the other person to agree with you so that you can win, or give in to the other person and you lose. And when we run to the end of our skill set, we resort to using whatever leverage we have to get to the win, even when we have the best of intentions. It doesn't make us a bad guy. It's just the way things have been, which brings us to the present moment. Well, today, thank God, most humans are free. And when people are free as equals, demand relationship crumbles. If demand relationship has been going on in a long-term relationship, eventually one person will hit what we call threshold. They reach their limit. They've had enough. It usually sounds something like, that's it. I've had it. I don't even care. I can't take this shit another second. I will take the kids. I will get 3 jobs if that's what it takes. I'll get my own place, but I am the F out of here. You're making me miserable and I can't take another day of this, right? Threshold is the moment when the pain of staying outweighs the previous fears of leaving. And that's when they do a demand relationship exit and they leave. It's actually the same in demand parenting. If all that's been done as your children grow up is demand parenting, then the minute they become bigger than you, financially independent from you, or no longer need to live in your house, they are the heck out of there. They can't wait to get away from you. And why is that? Because demand relationship is a paradigm built on control. And no one likes to be controlled. And you already know that because you hate it when someone tries to control you. This old paradigm is broken. It cannot work in humanity today where people are born free, whether they realize it or not. Everything that has been modeled to us for thousands of years has been based on one person ultimately having domination or say over the other. The reason why all the old broken demand relationship tactics don't work today is because you can't force a free and equal human give up or give in anymore. Thank God. And we were never taught any other way. If you just put aside your judgment for just a moment and think about it, think of a kerfuffle or upset between you and your partner that happened recently where you disagreed. Ultimately, as much as you want them to also be happy, at the end of the day, were you trying to get them to see things from your perspective? Convince them of your way? Get them to agree to do or say things your way? You're not a bad person. Let me explain. Yes, thankfully, decades ago, we got our freedom. And that freedom did not come with a handbook on how to do relationships differently for a new time. So today we have an issue. We have relationships that are a partnership between 2 equal people who are both free, but we are still perpetuating this old, broken demand relationship tactics of the win-lose. Well, when both people are equal in a win-lose battle and can't convince the other person to agree and won't give in, where does that leave you? Exactly. That's exactly where most people are today, at the end of their skill set and not knowing how to make things work. Well, thank goodness Paul and I have invented a new way. We call this new relationship paradigm relationship development. Relationship development is where you learn how to be happy without needing other people to change in order for you to be happy. And you learn the skill sets to interoperate with others in a way that builds up relationships instead of breaking them down. So this is what it looks like, right? By the way, you can get our chart and free training using the link in the description of this episode. Here's what I want you to get. Look at the demand relationship side of that chart. Look at the red side of that chart. These things on the red side, that is not love. And yet how many times in our relationships that are supposed to be about love are we showing up from the demand relationship paradigm side of this chart? Yes, it's old and broken, and it's been invisible to us all this time. It's not your fault. This is all that's been modeled for thousands of years. And now we have a chance to change it. So here's the predictable pattern with a predictable outcome. Remember, a relationship is a closed loop. Now, when you put demand relationship into the loop as the trigger, the boomerang is you break down your relationship with that person. When you put relationship development into the loop as the trigger, the boomerang is that you build up your relationship with that person. That's why I say it only takes one person to transform any relationship. It depends on which side of the chart you're showing up from. Now, you already know this. Just ask yourself, when someone interacts with you, And they show up to manipulate you to the outcome they want. Does that build up or break down their relationship with you? And when someone shows up to interact with you and you sincerely feel that they are there to collaborate with you so that you're also happy with the outcome that the two of you figure out, does that build up or break down their relationship with you? This is a relationship principle. Demand relationship breaks down relationships. Relationship development builds up relationships. Yes, your relationship has been breaking down over the years, but it's not happening to you. You were unknowingly doing it. So were they. You just couldn't see it because the loop was invisible to you before. I wish there was a way to just wave a magic wand and just decide to show up from relationship development in all the moments of your day. After helping students for over 14 years, not only did we invent relationship development, but we have also created all the tools and strategies to teach you the skill sets in a step-by-step way that is easy to digest and simple to use in real life. But what about your partner? What if you're not the one who really needs to hear this? What if this is really their fault and they're the ones doing demand relationship? Join me in the next episode for the answer to that. And if you want to get access to our relationship development chart and find out more about our method and our training, start transforming your relationship without compromise, without pleasing, without couples therapy, then check out training in the episode description.
Okay, are you ready to catapult your relationship forward to the next level? In just 3 days, surrounded by relationship transformers on the journey with you? Then go grab your live event tickets at relationshipbreaktheretreat.com and we will see you there.